now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, everybody. Ted Bell again for Ted's of Beverly Hills. There's nobody in my restaurant because most of you probably know what an obnoxious asshole I am. But come on down and eat some of our meat. Stick it in your mouth.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Yes, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills at the corner of 5th and Main. Put Ted's meat in your mouth soon. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take the kids on vacation, as I've been telling you. We will be in Orlando. Tomorrow, we'll be in the city of Orlando 24 hours from now, and then off we go to Disney World and the rest of all that stuff. Vernon Dozier is joining us, and this is a group that we had first become acquainted with online, the Magic Kingdom Booster Club, and Vernon is with the Magic Kingdom Booster Club. You guys are just fans of the Magic Kingdom and Disney, right?
We are big fans, Phil, and we're looking forward to having you here in Orlando.
You're at Snyder Memorial Children's Wing, right?
Right now at the hospital, yeah.
That's where you work?
That's where I work, yeah.
You are a male nurse?
I'm a male nurse, and I also work downstairs in the lab. And I've been in healthcare for about 15 years.
Okay, where are you right now?
I'm right now. I'm outside of an operating theater. There was some dialysis going on, and now they're doing a kidney replacement.
Okay, and anyway, so this is kind of weird that you're near an operating room when we're talking about Disney, but...
I'm sorry, I apologize, Phil, but I'm on call a little bit here this afternoon.
All right, well, let's talk about the Magic Kingdom Booster Club and what your organization is about. You guys are unabashed fans of Disney World and Disneyland, right?
That, Phil, is the beginning, but I think there's so much more about the Magic Kingdom Booster Club. We are devoted to giving back to Disneyland and Disney World... what they've given us. Imagine your kid, anybody's kid, not being allowed admittance to Disneyland or Disney World because you, as an adult, didn't show the proper respect to Disney. If we don't further evolve our relationship, what has been the happiest place on earth is going to happen. I think we need to respect Disney, and we need to acknowledge that. More than anything else.
Respect Disney World, Disneyland, Disney. What exactly? I mean, we go there. What do you mean by respect?
I think we have to understand what Disney has done for our culture. What Disney has introduced.
Well, give me some examples. Respecting Disney. I always thought that if I just gave my money to Disney,
it that's part of it, Phil. But it doesn't stop there. A look at what Disney World and Disneyland and Walt Disney World has done. Do you have infant children?
No.
But you did?
My wife, yeah. The kids were all small.
All right. I'm sure your wife pushed those children around in baby strollers.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure she did.
Well, the baby stroller was first introduced at Disney. The idea.
The baby stroller. Is that correct?
That is correct. The very first baby stroller ever used was used at Disneyland in 1955. The Disney Park felt it would be a good idea to help parents with small children. And so the very first baby stroller was introduced at Walt Disneyland, Anaheim, California, in October of 1955. I'm sure you love to take a walk. We all do. Comfortable walking shoes were first introduced at Disney World or Disneyland, as well as sunscreen. The idea that one needed to put on sunscreen.
All right, so we're at baby stroller sunscreen? That's... I'm not aware of that. So I knew that I would put on sunscreen as a kid, but that was all at Disneyland.
That was at Disneyland, yeah. The walking shoes at Disney World. You like ice cream, Phil?
I love ice cream.
Have you ever had it in a cup? Not a cone, but a cup.
I have had ice cream in a cup, yeah.
That was introduced at Disney as well.
So all of these Disney introduced at the parks?
At the parks. A way to eat ice cream comfortably. Color film for cameras was introduced in 1955 at Disneyland because people came to such a beautiful place and they wanted to take pictures of it. They had never really wanted to take pictures of anything in color before, but they saw Disneyland and they said, geez, can we, we need some color. And
so people were so blown away.
They were so blown away by how beautiful Disneyland was. They said, can we get some, they didn't know what they meant, but can we get film that will make it look like it does? And the Disney personnel were surprised. They said, what do you mean film to make it look like it does? Well, the film we have now, it doesn't look the way it should. And finally, Disney figured out what they meant. They wanted color film. And
so the people had a difficult time explaining what they meant.
They had a difficult time explaining what they meant. Another thing, Phil, Kodachrome. So in other words, Kodachrome.
So it was Kodachrome that came out of Disneyland.
That is correct. Deodorant was first used at Disneyland because of the crowds, and that's kind of, I'm sure we all want to be comfortable.
Are you talking about all deodorant or?
Antiperspirant, but mostly deodorant, yeah. Because people were going to Disneyland, enjoying it, and the stink. I don't want to get negative. And
No, let's not do that. But you're talking about strollers and ice cream and cups and all this stuff.
Disney gave all of that to us. We have to thank Disney. And I think we need to begin to show a little bit of respect. I'm disappointed to go to the park and see so many people just walking up to the characters, the costumed ambassadors, and saying, can I have my picture taken, or hey, Mickey, or this kind of thing. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, of course, want to meet the children. But more importantly, when you're an adult, you should show some respect. And I am so bitterly disappointed that I have not seen this at Disneyland, Disney World, or the associated theme parks.
Well, I want to get into what you mean by respect. I also want to give... are you saying that there is no respect being given to those costume characters?
I'm saying those are the ambassadors for Disney World, Disneyland. And I am disgusted that people walk up to Mickey Mouse and say, hey, you know, and they put their hands all over him. If somebody were to walk up to me or you, Phil, and just, hey, put their arm around you or just take you for granted, I think you'd be angry. It amazes me that nobody even introduces themselves. Hello, Mr. Mickey, how are you? My name is Vernon Dozier. This is my friend. May we have our picture taken? Just some goddamn respect. And
could you watch your language, sir?
Please forgive me. I didn't...
Yeah, we're talking about Disney, and I'd like a little, if you don't mind.
I'm terribly sorry.
All right, well, I got to give a phone number out here. Vernon Dozier from the Magic Kingdom Booster Club, who says that... Are the kids not respecting?
Mostly it's the adults. The adults aren't showing any respect or common decency to the costumed ambassadors, to all of the kids that are dressed like Mickey and Chip and Dale and that.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Disneyland, the Disney World, the creators of deodorant, sunscreen, strollers, popcorn in a bag, according to your website. Strolling musicians?
That is correct.
What do you mean by strolling musicians?
Up until that point, musicians basically just stood there. Disneyland developed the idea, well, why don't we have them walk while they play? And people say, well, you know, that's a hell of an idea. And so now you have musicians that stroll in Disneyland. Other than that, you know, before that, they would stand around. But I wanted to get back to the idea that Mickey Mouse, when you meet the mouse, I don't see anything wrong with bowing from the waist, extending your hand and saying, how do you do? Thank you for having us here. May we have our picture taken?
You mentioned that there is no respect being given, and you sounded a little bit angry.
Well, I think Disney would be angry. I think Mickey and Minnie Mouse, the characters would be angry. I get sick to my stomach. It's very difficult for me to deal with.
All right, so in other words, we need to bow at the waist and say, thank you, Mickey. You know, it's going to be a tough thing to get people to do that. They're there to relax. They're there to...
Well, they're going to have to learn.
But how do you enforce something like that? There's no way that you can enforce somebody bowing.
Well, you feel one thing you can do, and I've talked this over with Bob Gielson and a few other people with the Magic Kingdom Booster Club. The reason when you stand in line to get a ticket at Disney World, they are scanning the crowd to see if there's some familiar troublemaking faces. You don't want to show any respect to Mickey Mouse. They can put your picture on file. I don't think too many parents out there would be happy to know their kid might not get in if their parent is on a file at Disneyland showing that they don't have no respect.
All right, so I'm standing in line with my family.
Right.
And I'm getting tickets.
Yeah.
The Disney security is scanning the line looking for faces.
That's right.
Now, what if I'd been somebody who hadn't bowed and shook Mickey's hand?
You'd be on their file.
And I would be refused admittance?
I would think you could be refused admittance, or another thing they could do is simply just make it tougher for you to get tickets. Take their time, slow the line down, make it a real pain in the in the you-know-what. And I think you know what I mean by you-know-what, and I'm not talking about your nose either. Okay?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay. So they can make it very, very, very uncomfortable indeed for you and yours if you don't show some just the common decency that you'd show any person. Just because he's in a mouse costume or because he's dressed as a dog with a hat on, why can't you show the kind of respect that you would give anyone who is significant in your life? And Disney World and Disneyland has been so significant for all of us. We wouldn't have half the things that we've got. There's a thing called a soft toilet seat. That is from Disney World. I'm sure you are aware of the wonderful strides they've made in the fanny packs and backpacks and these baby bags. All that from Disney World. You wouldn't have any of that. So, you show some pardon my language.
Yeah, okay. Show some respect.
That's right.
Keep people out of Disney World is what you're saying.
Excuse me, sir?
They might keep you out if you don't bow and shake the hand of Mickey Mouse.
Just show some respect for a company and for an entity and an enterprise that has made your life. Your life would be your life would be a jail sentence right now if it wasn't for Disney World. Now it's got some possibility. If it wasn't for Disney World, you would be living on this earth as if you were waiting out your time on Devil's Island. And that's the kind of hellhole this would be if it wasn't for Disney.
Well, surely, sir, without Disney...
No, I don't think there's any discussion.
Without Disney World, we could still have possibility...
I don't think there's any discussion. I think without Disney World or Disneyland, this place would be a horror story each day.
Okay, Vernon, you're near your... Can you stay by your phone? Because I know you're in...
They may call me into surgery here in a minute, but...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Disney World being taken advantage of. Disneyland being taken advantage of. The whole Disney organization being taken advantage of by most adults. And Mr. Dozier, who's with Magic Kingdom Booster Club, would like to see people at least extend a hand, bow from the waist when they meet Mickey Mouse at the park, and say something along the lines of, thank you. Thank you for making my life worth living. Disney World and Disneyland responsible for one of the things in their brochure, they never put ice into drinks until Disneyland came along, and that was the idea they had, that people would get a drink, but they wouldn't put ice in it. Disneyland was the first place to put ice into drinks. And, of course, the other things that we've mentioned, the strolling musicians and popcorn in bags as opposed to just in a box. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The disposable camera, too, Phil, was developed by Disney World in the hopes that people would be able to take pictures there.
So the disposable camera, along with popcorn in a bag, along with strolling musicians, all of these innovations of Disney World, and we haven't shown any respect.
I don't think so, no. And as a booster of Magic Kingdom, I'm getting sick and tired of seeing people walk up to character Chip and Dale or Pluto or that, and just running up almost as if they think they know them. No common decency, no introduction, hello, how are you, nothing like that. That's all we're asking for. And yes, a bow from the waist, a simple bow, very oriental, and don't look them in the eye either. That angers me. I know it would anger Mickey. Mickey doesn't exist, obviously.
What do you mean don't look them in the eye? First of all, those costume heads they wear?
That's right.
Well, those aren't the real eyes.
No, they're not, but just... Of course they're not the real eyes, but don't stare at those fake eyes anyway, as if you're staring down Mickey. Have some GD respect and courtesy is all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brandon? Brandon?
Hey, Phil.
Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Pleasure. I'm driving through Atlanta here, and I am just amazed that this guy is being so ridiculous. This guy is demanding respect for animated characters, and he doesn't have enough respect for listeners of this show. and for anything, and he's going to use God's name in vain, and then on the other hand wants respect for Disney characters that are paid to stand there and get hugged on and kids run up to and hug their leg. My respect is in my money. That's about all the respect they're going to get. And if I want to walk up there and hug them, and I want my kid to take a
I don't know. I don't know where you're calling from, but
you are ludicrous.
If you want to spend time at a place that has improved the life of millions of Americans, if you want to spend time at a place that has improved your miserable life, show some respect.
I've got enough respect not to say GD on the radio.
Well, I apologize for that, sir. I apologize for that.
You said it. I don't care if you apologize or not.
Oh, I see. Okay, so we can't make mistakes then. You're perfect.
You
must
be.
Excuse me. Am I speaking with Jesus Christ himself right now? Well, if I'd known that, I would have dressed for the occasion.
No.
All right.
But I'm going to tell somebody when they take his name in vain, especially if somebody's telling
you know something. You're
starting.
Have you been?
Character.
Let me ask you something. You've been to Disney?
I've been there three times.
All right. How many times have you introduced yourself?
I will never introduce myself to a freaking mouse. What is your problem? My introduction.
You're not introducing yourself to a mouse. You're introducing yourself to a very hard-working young person wearing a costume.
I'm a hard-working person, and I don't expect everybody that meets me to introduce themselves.
Well, if do they come to your place of business? If they do, they're going to All right, then they're going to introduce themselves to you.
No, they don't.
They had better
introduce myself first.
Where would your life be without a? Have you ever put on a Mickey Mouse hat and enjoyed how the joy that you get from that, or from both that child?
I'm not saying I don't get joy at the place,
all right.
But when I pay them my money, I have very high respect for Walt Disney himself.
Thank you.
He was an incredible, incredible businessman.
That's what I'm talking about.
He was
But you're talking about bowing to the actual mouse character.
That's crazy.
That's what those people get paid. And if you want me to go in there and salute them and bow to them and say, I'm Mr. So-and-so, hello, Mr. Mouse, may we please, Your Highness, take a picture with you, you're full of crap.
So, in other words, you don't think going to Disney World that has made your miserable existence and
you don't know about this man's miserable. You don't know whether it's like.
All right, well, let's just theoretically. And you don't have the decency to go up to Pluto and say, how do you do? May I have my. My name is Brandon. I come from so and so. My wife. This is my wife and children. I want to, first of all, thank you for being here. I want to thank you. What are you laughing about?
I think it's ridiculous.
Well, unless you bow to Winnie the Pooh, you're never going to get into Disney World again. Now, what do you think of that?
I will not bow to any animated character.
You goddamn bow.
Okay, there you go with that word again.
Well,
you did it again.
No, but see, you're pissing me off.
But wait, you're sorry, right? You're sorry, aren't you? You can make a mistake.
You know something? No, I'm not. I'm glad I said it.
Exactly. And,
well, I won't have any more of that language.
You probably don't have the common courtesy to. What do you do when you walk by Walt Disney's statue?
What do you mean, what do I do?
What do you do? Don't tell me you turn your back to it. Yeah, you're probably the kind of guy that would turn your back to it, wouldn't you?
He is a human being.
You walk into that Cinderella's castle backwards, son.
Let me ask
because
you,
Walt
what
Disney,
do you do when you... Let me ask you something. What do you do when you pass a church?
When
you
I pass
your
a
back
church?
You when must.
I don't what?
You said God's name in vain twice.
You know, you're hung up on that, but you don't want to give Mickey Mouse any goddamn respect, do you?
You keep saying that again, and I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm sorry. I do apologize.
No.
You don't bring flowers or anything.
Do not give a mouse respect.
Let me ask you something. Do you give the Walt Disney statue any kind of respect? Do you bring flowers? Do you bring any kind of incense?
No way.
Oh, geez.
What do you mean flowers and incense? Look, we're talking.
What do you bring flowers to a statue for? What is your problem?
What is your problem that you don't recognize what Walt Disney...
Look, nobody is denying what Walt Disney has done. Nobody's denying what Mickey Mouse represents, okay? Now you're asking people to bring flowers and incense. And which statue are you talking about?
The one that's right in front of Cinderella's castle.
Okay, that's the one with him with his arm around Mickey Mouse.
You're G.D. right.
So we're going to bring flowers and incense.
And candles. And any scented candles, too. And in your case, Brandon, they better smell pretty G.D. good.
Yeah. They won't be there. And I'll end with
this. I'll tell you right now, if you do not...
Anybody that can't give the host of the show and callers and God himself enough respect not to, use his name in vain...
Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We're dealing with a couple of issues here. We're dealing with Disney World being honored and Disneyland being honored by Mr. Vernon Dozier of the Magic Kingdom Booster Club. But we're also dealing with the very real issue, sir, of your language, which has been crude and profane.
I do apologize. I
recognize your emotion. I know you feel strongly that Walt Disney has not been, that Mickey Mouse and all of the characters at the park don't get enough respect, that people should introduce themselves. You say even bow from the waist.
I think the men should bow from the waist. We say in our brochure, the men should bow from the waist, the women should some kind of a curtsy or some kind of a...
A curtsy?
Yes.
But the language, sir, is I can't have it.
I apologize. I didn't mean. I got so angry that that gentleman didn't know about Walt Disney and so thoroughly enjoyed cinnamon scented candles. And when I go to Disney World, I burn cinnamon scented candles and I bring a garland.
A garland of flowers?
That is correct. If I can get up, I'll put it around the neck of Walt and the cinnamon scented candle. He so dearly loved it.
Okay, talk to Ray here on the Phil Hendry Show. Ray?
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
No, you're on the air, sir.
Yeah, I just want to know which mental institute this guy escaped from.
Mental institution, huh?
Well,
I'm
Mr.
Sir, I'm talking about an institution in America that has made our lives so much richer.
I don't think anyone...
You call me crazy.
I don't think anyone denies that Walt Disney wasn't a smart man. Everything revolves around kids in the world. Walt Disney built these parks.
I'll tell you, Ray.
Families.
Ray, I'm just so tired of seeing people pissing all over Snow White. And
again, the language, okay?
Forget. I'm so sorry, but I'm sure, Ray, you sound like you might...
Well, Mr. Dozier, when kids go to these parks,
yes, sir.
Most of these characters revolves around children. When children go to these parks,
yes.
They're excited to see these characters.
Of course
they run
they are.
Up, they grab on the characters, they yeah. want to get their photos made with the characters.
Well, that's true.
It's real exciting for the families. I've got children myself, and Walt Disney's done a lot for the kids.
Right, but you now let me ask you something. Have you ever introduced yourself to Chip and Dale or any of the marvelous characters?
Well, let me put it this way. I have enough respect that when I go to the park,
right.
I go up to the character and ask, could my child get his photo with you or whatever. I have enough
do you bow and shake his hand?
I don't bow. I have shook the character's hand.
You've
and
never
sure
bowed and said my name is...
from all over the world goes to these parks.
No,
different people have different...
No, but I'm asking you, have you ever bowed and shook the character's hand and thanked him for everything he's done for you?
I respect the characters.
But do you bow?
I haven't bowed and kissed the feet of the characters.
I'm not asking about, do you ever bring a garland of flowers for the character?
I've never brought a garland of flowers for the characters. When I go to the park, I bring my money. That's what Walt Disney
Well, that's, see, there, Ray, you're making a good point. And Vernon, that's the respect. You give the park the money. And
when I meet... I guess neither one of you guys understand. When I meet the great Mickey Mouse, it's like... It is like getting communion from the Pope.
Oh, and well, Mickey Mouse is a figure. I mean, that's
no,
what
I mean, it's like
main character.
No, but he's a what?
Mickey Mouse is Walt Disney's main character.
But
all the characters there at Disneyland are liked by children all over the world,
and
adults too.
Right.
But I don't think anyone should go to extremes of bringing garlands there to hang around statues and stuff to that extreme.
You have never burned incense or anything like that?
Oh, I've never went that far. I'm not that crazy. I mean,
well, sir, that's
the
second
park,
time you've questioned that's the second time you've questioned my sanity, so I guess you're going to think this is crazy. Phil, in 1951, Walt Disney created... I don't even want to say it because...
Well, go ahead.
Walt Disney tried to help the health situation by creating the rubber. Now, the rubber... Was
the rub? You mean the prophylactic?
That is correct. Yes.
I don't.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Ray. Now you
yeah.
know. You sound like you might have been in the Navy.
No, I've never been in the Navy.
All right. Well, you know how our boys. Do you know the disease? If it wasn't for Walt Disney getting hit on by all those women, to the point where he had to create a rubber for himself, and now everybody uses it. See. Let me ask you something.
Well, I mean,
Rick.
I'm not disputing Walt Disney
right.
wasn't a smart man. Walt Disney's done a lot of stuff.
Have you ever brought a retard to Disney? Some people.
All right, the GD and all the retard, I don't want to hear it, okay?
Well, some people actually have the balls to bring one of these mongoloid kids up to Mr. Mouse and get a picture taken. No, I don't like that. Scares the mouse, scares me.
What's wrong with a...
When I see the Mickey, I say, oh, Mickey, thank you. It's a great honor to be in your presence. I'm Vernon from Florida. Please cast your gaze upon me. But I never look the mouse in the eye, Ray, and so many people... Have you done that?
Yeah, I've been to the park.
No, but have you looked the mouse in the eye?
What is with this mouse?
What am I going to look at? Some outfit somebody's got on that's looking through the mouth? I mean, what do you mean look him in the eyes? You can't see the guy's eyes.
I'm asking you, have you ever had the disrespect to stare Mickey Mouse down?
I've had my children's photos made with all the characters, every
right.
one of them.
Is that what you're talking about, have the pictures?
No, I'm asking both you guys, have you ever had the brass balls to look Mickey Mouse in the eye? Ray, you first.
I haven't looked. I don't even understand where you're coming from.
What are you
from.
Talking about?
This, I'm
you're
saying...
taking this character business a little too far,
The rubber was modeled after Mickey... You know that the rubber that we wear, the condom we wear, was modeled after Mickey Mouse's nose?
I think you're just pulling everybody.
You know something? I think,
now,
yeah, you know I what? I think now you're full of crap.
Mr. Henry,
yeah,
if you think
yeah,
I'm... All right, if you
crap.
Think I'm full of crap, then you call this number, and I will give it on the air right now. We are talking about... It really makes me angry that one of the greatest institutions in the history of America is being disrespected.
I don't think Disney World's being disrespected
by anyone. Look at the profile
of people from all over the world to go to Disney World.
I'm going
to
ask you.
You go to Disney World, you see people from every
yes,
Orient
but they
nation.
Never introduce themselves to Mickey Mouse, and they never bring garlands of flowers for the statue. If you look at a profile shot of Mickey Mouse, a silhouette profile, okay? Tell me that doesn't look like a penis. And all
well,
I
see, you're the guy with the penis.
That close to
well,
my mind don't wander in them crazy places. But if you look at everybody that comes out of Disney Park with a Disney T-shirts on, Mickey
yeah,
Mouse T-shirts,
all right, there you go.
They buy all this stuff. I mean, you can't sit there and tell
somebody
disrespects these characters. That's nonsense.
All I'm asking either one of you gentlemen to do is take a Mickey Mouse T-shirt with his picture on it, turn it upside down, and if that doesn't look like two balls and a penis...
Okay, that's it. That's it.
Oh, ha-ha. You think that's...
Yeah, you're out of your freaking mind.
Yeah, this guy's nuts, Phil.
I think he's nuts, Ray. You go to Disneyland? Or you go to Disney World where you live? Yeah, Disney World?
Yeah, I go to Disney World.
I mean, I think the man, his heart's in the right place. But the GD, the language, and then saying that turning a picture of Mickey Mouse upside down looks like a man's testicles, that doesn't sound respectful to me.
Oh, no, this guy's a mental case. He's taking this a little too far.
And I got to call my wife and cancel. She was going out to get cinnamon candles. I'm not going to do that. There's no way, huh?
Yeah, this guy's crazy,
no,
man.
He's
nuts.
I was
going to ask him if he wears one of these costumes part-time.
What do you mean? Like he's maybe cuckoo or something?
I don't know. I think he just wants to be on the radio running
yeah,
his
it's
mouth
probably,
about
yeah.
a bunch of crap trying to stir people up. Everybody respects Disney World, Walt Disney, the kids, all the stuff he's done for the kids. I don't think there's no one.
Wait a minute. Wait. I'm back.
Are you back?
I'm back because they haven't called me into surgery yet. I wear a Mickey head in the bedroom. All right, my wife.
Okay, that's yeah. He's out of his. He's out of his mind. 1-800-449. The silhouette of Mickey looks like a penis. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
One of the things we don't do when we screen our show here, one of the things we don't do when we answer the phone here is explain what kind of a show this is. This is common. Many people will call talk shows, what kind of a show is this? Well, have you been listening to it? Yes. Okay, keep listening. Well, no, I'm driving on the turnpike right now, and I was wondering what kind of a show is it. I'm not going to tell you. Well, that's very rude. Well, no, it isn't. It's very realistic, given the time constraints right now. I'm not going to tell you what kind of a show this is. What's it sound like to you? Well, I think it sucks. It's crude. Oh, okay. Well, then don't listen to it. I think that's a fairly self-explanatory line of thinking. I don't know how else I can help you. So, in other words, you do know what kind of a show it is.
Well, I didn't want to say...
Well, you didn't want to say what? You didn't want to hurt my feelings?
Well, I wanted to be polite.
But you were going to be polite for like 5 seconds, and then you were going to finally finish with your show blows and we hate you. Was that it?
Pretty much.
Okay. What kind of a show is this? It's the best freaking talk show you ever heard in your life. That's what this kind of a show is. There you go. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't agree.
Well, I didn't think you would. That's why I thought I'd push you to it. Speaking of what kind of a show this is, yesterday, as you know, big news story hit. This lady who killed her kids in Houston. And we did an hour, just to give you an idea what kind of a show this is, we did an hour predicting what would happen all over talk radio today. And all over talk radio today, guess what they're talking about? They're talking about this woman and what could have driven her to kill her kids and this postpartum depression thing. And yesterday, we did a whole hour predicting that that was the kind of conversation that was going to happen. I mean, we had on Bob Green, and he said the reason why she killed her kids is they pushed her to it. And she, you know, it's just a very short step from being a good parent to just loading a burlap sack full of rocks and putting your kid in and throwing her in a reservoir. And it's a very natural thing for parents to think about, you know, putting the kid on the other end of a Civil War sword. And you know, it's just, and we knew that today, given the fact that people have just got to find a way to explain these horrific things that happened, that lady killed her kids. Probably, you know, I'll tell you something now, and you're not going to like me for this, but Craig and I were talking about this just before the show started, and that is, are you willing to consider this? Are you just willing to consider this? The woman was depressed. She had attempted suicide before. It's possible she had some kind of a chemical depression. And by chemical depression, I don't mean a reactive depression where your dog dies, you get depressed. Chemical depression is everything's going good and you're still depressed. That's like the chemicals in your brain are messed up. If that's the case, it's also something that's hereditary. And she could have passed that along to her 5 kids. Are you willing to consider that by her killing those 5 kids, she was doing the world a favor? And by that I mean, if those children grew up depressed as their mother, chemically depressed as their mother, and went out and, you know, I don't know, I don't want to, you know, guns in public places comes to mind, and just did things that would be antisocial, shall we say. You know, took out a school, took out a McDonald's, any of the goofy things that these people who are so desperate for attention do. If those kids would have grown up to do that, I mean, it's possible. In other words, here's what I'm saying. In nature, isn't there a thing whereby nature corrects itself? If there's a horrific mistake that's been made, if a horrible mutant strain has developed, that it somehow kills it off, makes it sterile, kills it off, that kind of thing. Is that possible? That in the case of this lady in Houston, that might have... You know, down the road, if we could look into a crystal ball and maybe she was actually doing society a favor, that, okay, well, I said enough because I know that some people are probably pissed off because you're not supposed to think that way. But, I mean, she was so utterly depressed that she tried killing herself and she, you know, she just cracked, man. And by the way, they were showing Susan Smith on TV yesterday. Remember her? With the "a black man did it to my kids" thing. You know, they can't come up with that excuse anymore, can they? I think the cops are finally hip to that one. I think they finally got the... I don't think any white man in America is going to be able to say to a cop after his kids have died, "a black guy did it," because, yeah. Okay, where'd you bury him? No, really, a real black guy? Really? No, bull crap. You white people, man. Look, at fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, however that goes. A black guy? All right, maybe it wasn't a black guy. It was my wife with a tan, but somebody. Because I was in Beverly Hills the other day, and I was looking in a store window, and I thought about mugging myself and then blaming a black guy just to see if the kicks. And I realized it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no black people allowed in Beverly Hills after 1, so that wasn't going to work. So then I thought, I'm kidding, of course. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show here. But that's the kind of talk show that we do. predicting exactly what will happen in 2 or 3 days on other talk shows. And today it's all over the place. She had a reason to do it, and here it is. It's called postpartum depression. It's when you get so bummed out that you've had so many kids that you can't stand life any longer. And that seems entirely normal to me. Now, my wife's had 4. And she told me she never considered killing any of them. And I said, I have. And she said, well, that's normal for a stepfather. So you see, we've got a healthy family. My wife has 4 children, my stepkids. Love them all. She's never, ever considered killing them. I said, are you sure? She goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Just checking. Did you ever get depressed? Did you ever get bummed out? Did you ever get the blues? She says, oh, no, it's all biochemical. I said, well, I was thinking about driving them off of a cliff with a... I can't go down that road, because if I start thinking that way, I'm going to want to do it. It's the Phil Henry Show, reminding you that, of course, you can pick up a possible... I'm just joking about killing my stepkids, okay? I call myself the evil stepdad. The kids laugh about it. They know I'm joking. They know that when I pull, for instance, the electric carving knife out and I go at them threateningly with it, they know I'll pull back just in time. The number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl is available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. And I got a marvelous gift from Steve Lepore and everybody at my friend's place today. They got me a bottle of Añejo Don Julio tequila. Because as of June 1st this year, our total earnings for my friend's place, the 4 CDs that we've done, went over $500,000. Over $500,000 that we have raised for my friend's place in the 4 years we've been doing our CD. And what did I get? A bottle of hooch to go home, blind myself, and drive a car fast. No, thank you. It's a very generous gift. Don Julio Añejo, of course, some of the finest tequila. Don Julio Añejo. Get it at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Really good stuff. Thank you very much, Stephen. I appreciate it. I know that a little bit something more would have been appreciated, but if that's all you guys can afford, I can certainly go with that. And it was very nice. Over $500,000. That's a lot of bread, more money than I've ever seen in one place. And really, the bottle of hooch that they sent me with the card at the bottom, by the way, it said, here's a bottle of tequila to make you forget that you don't have all that money. We do. So that was really nice of them. Well, you can pick it up at 877-616-7445, Best of the Year 2000 CD. And we also, of course, offer a picture disc vinyl. And the New York Times piece had some accompanying sound, and one of them was Kernel of Corn, one of my favorite bits from the year 2000 CD. Kernel of Corn is a bit that featured, I think, Jeff Dowder, and I was listening to it just the other day. So we're going to go out with this to remind you, pick up this CD, okay, please. It helps the kids and all of that bull crap.
I work at a wastewater treatment plant.
Yeah?
And this guy's completely whack. If somebody shows up at our plant
whack.
With a bag full of duty, we don't want to deal with him. But bottom line is our finished product is as clean as swimming pool water.
I've heard that. So you're recycling that human waste.
No, but Matt, my name's Jeff Dowder. If a guy shows up with a bag of the dew,
we don't want to deal with it. It comes in through the plant, through the wastewater system, the sewer system.